From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading Trail's End, number 22, in the Wilderness series by David Thompson. Now let's begin with Trail's End. Chapter 1. Nate King reined up the instant the forest fell silent. A moment before, the big free trapper had been winding up a steep switchback toward a jagged ridge. He rode easily in the saddle, as befitted a man who spent so much of his time on horseback. Like many of his hardy breed, the mountain man favored an Indian style of dress. Buckskins covered his powerful frame. Moccasins protected his feet. On his head rested a dark beaver hat, crowned by a single eagle feather. Whenever Nate ventured from his family's cabin, nestled high in the majestic Rocky Mountains, he went armed for bear, as the saying had it. In this instance, a brace of flintlock pistols was wedged under his wide brown leather belt. On his right hip hung a long butcher knife in a beaded sheath. On his left side was a Shoshone tomahawk. An ammo pouch, powder horn and possibles bag were all slanted across his broad chest, and held firmly in his left hand with the polished stock braced on his thigh was a Hawken rifle. Moments ago, the surrounding slopes had been alive with sounds, the gay chirping of sparrows, the strident squawk of jays, the chattering of squirrels, and more. Then, as abruptly as if a giant invisible hand had smothered every living creature, the sounds had died.